President Trump is getting ready to kick off his re-election campaign, but just days before Mr. Trump's announcement that he'll seek a second term, some opponents are trying to keep him from finishing this one, calling on Congress to launch impeachment proceedings. Nicole Killian is at the White House.
President Trump spent part of his birthday weekend at the golf course, ready to take a campaign swing to Florida Tuesday to launch his re-election. He started making his case for 2020 on Twitter, writing, "The Trump economy is setting records and has a long way up to go. However, if anyone but me takes over in 2020, there will be a market crash, the likes of which has not been seen before." He added, "We are doing great in the polls, even better than in 2016, and will be packed at the Tuesday announcement rally."
We've had over 100,000 RSVPs so far. They keep coming in every single day.
What does that tell you about enthusiasm?
I think it means the enthusiasm is pretty good out there.
But at rallies across the country, protesters sounded more calls for the president's impeachment.
And we must begin it now.
Yeah! And he continued to take heat for these comments to ABC News.
If someone else offers you information on an opponent, should they accept it or should they call the FBI?
I think maybe you do both. I think you might want to listen.
Despite trying to walk them back,
I'd report it to the Attorney General, the FBI.
Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg tells Face the Nation's Margaret Brennan the president should draw a clear line.
If you think there's a foreign effort to tamper with an American election and you're an American who cares about America, you call the FBI. This shouldn't be hard.
The president and his campaign team dispute some polls that show him trailing key Democrats like frontrunner Joe Biden. A Trump advisor tells CBS News expect the president to unleash more attacks against the former vice president as he jumps into full campaign mode. Rena?
Nicole Killian at the White House.